back, Hollywood Connections Beauty Queen Special, and I would like to introduce our first tween talk under Hollywood Connections. We're so excited. Welcome. This is your first show.
It is, and I'm super, super excited.
I'm super excited for you, and you are carrying the title of National American Miss from Florida.
Well, yes, I was Florida, but then a couple of weeks ago at Thanksgiving week, I won the national title for the preteen division.
That's what I wanted to hear. Yes, you are. Now you're the national queen. And so tell us about Tween Talk and what you're going to be talking about and how old are you?
I am 12 years old, and Tween Talk is going to be a show where we're talking about all the latest trends. And our topic for today is the title that I'm holding, which is National American Miss Preteen, and I wanted to talk about the system and what it's all about.
I will tell you, and I have to throw this in, I judged for them for many years with Lauren Chapin from Father Knows Best. We were on tour.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
I was one of their judges. They flew me all over the place, and I love Steve Mazin, his wife, and I know that they're going to be watching and listening. We'll send this over to them.
Oh yeah, we love Steve and Kathleen.
So tell us what happened with the pageant. How many years have you been in it? It's your show. Take it away.
Yep. I started with National American Miss when I was about 5 years old. And, you know, I used to be a really shy, really in a shell, and I was about 5 years old. And now I've already bursted out of it. And even thanks to Miss Dawn, I love public speaking in front of others.
You have interviewed Mama Ali, Muhammad Ali's ex-wife. You've been on the red carpet of so many fashion shows and major red carpet events. It's been so exciting. How tall are you now?
I don't know. I think I'm about 5'3", and I used to be like really petite when I first started with Tan Talk.
Wow. And also, I see that you're kind of a brand ambassador for some big pageant. Was it Marc DeFang?
Yes, it is Marc DeFang. I'm one of their spokespeople. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So tell us more about National American Miss. Now, the first year that you went into it, you didn't give up. Tell us a little of that journey.
Well, I started when I was 5 years old, like I said. I didn't come home winning anything. But then the next year, I tried even harder, and I went that year with second runner-up. And then many years after that, I finally won the national title for the preteen division, which is what I was really excited for.
That's exciting. And you've done so much with your title. Tell us what you do, because you have a platform, and your mother works so hard. Hi, Lynn, just over in my engineer room over there. Tell us about your platform.
My platform is called Walk in Their Shoes, and I usually help with answering the cry of the poor. And what I do is I raise money for children in the Philippines by selling bracelets that I make with my own small business.
And where can they buy the bracelets?
You can go to my Instagram account, Aesthetic Accessories Incorporated, and that's on Instagram.
Oh, we're going to have to definitely social media
yes,
that for
you.
Sure. So take it away. This is your half hour. I know you've got some call-ins, some pageant girls are going to call in. Tell us more about National American Miss and the fun things like how to enter. What are the categories? All what you do.
If you would love to enter National American Miss and maybe even one day be in the spot I am, you can go to www.namiss.com and apply for your state pageant. And maybe, who knows, you might even see me there.
That's right. Now, you're going to be traveling with them too, right? What do you do?
I am. So this summer for the NAM Summer Tour, I'm going to be traveling across the country, meeting so many new girls. But my favorite part for that is being able to be a role model to others because, you know, I used to be a really shy five-year-old, and I really love how the national queens would always help me grow confidence and self-esteem, and they would always be there for me if I was alone, and I'm really excited to fill in that legacy and fill in that spot.
You're doing a fabulous job representing the nationals from all over the United States as well as Florida, too. I know you're the national title holder. So another thing, you have a modeling background. Tell us more about your modeling. Your photo shoots are phenomenal, and tell us about that.
Yes, speaking of photo shoots, actually this weekend, I just came from the National Queens photo shoot, which is the I Am Pageant Powerhouse photo shoot, which is something that I was really excited for because I love to work the camera.
I see that, and they're phenomenal. And we have the photos that your mom has out there, just so gorgeous and talented. Now, I know I'm working with some agents for you, and so I'll be working with your mom on that. And a little bit more about National American Miss. Tell us about the interview process. Tell us about what to do when they enter the different categories.
So I know sometimes people think of National American Miss as a place where you're showing off your makeup and your looks, but that is not what it's about. It's all about your personality and being true to who you are, which is really why one of my favorite ones is the interview process, because they ask you simple questions like, what do you want to be when you grow up? What's your favorite
color?
What
did you say?
For what I want to be when I grow up, I said I want to be a pediatrician because my mom is actually a type of doctor, and almost everyone from her side of the family is a type of doctor, and that's why I wanted to be a pediatrician.
That is amazing. Okay, so in the interview process, do you have to go around to different judges? Like when I was there, or were they all on one panel?
Yep, it is a round robin where you get 1 minute with each judge. And of course, you just answer the questions, and you're going to know the answers to all of them because they are all about you.
Very cool. And now also, too, there's different categories that you can enter. What categories did you enter?
There are also optional things that you can do, like casual wear, where you get to do an off-the-rack outfit and you get to model it on the stage. Or you could do the spokesmodel, where you get to show off your public speaking skills and say a speech about a certain topic.
Do you have your speech memorized? Do you still have it? Do you remember it?
It's about like 1 minute, 30 seconds. And I do memorize it from like a while ago.
Right.
It was about Rosa Parks because it's one of the topics that I'm really passionate about.
Wow. What a go-getter. Okay, so take it away. I know we have some callers calling in. Do we have somebody on the phone already? Not yet? Okay. She's got ready to go. Let's take your first caller. Take it away. It's your show. Caller.
Yeah, let's do her. We'll do that.
All right. And we are live. 106.1 FM, The Heat.
Hello. Can you please introduce yourself?
Make sure you're not on speaker. We're live on the radio.
Hello.
Hi, Ashlyn.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. So excited. The show is amazing so far. So
yep.
I wanted to ask you, what was your favorite interview question that they asked you at Nationals?
Ooh, that's a hard one because they asked me a lot of great questions. But I think my favorite question that they asked me is probably, why do you want to win the title? Because when they asked me that question, I said that I wanted to win the title because I got to be a role model to others and really encourage them, especially to get involved in their communities. So I really love being able to tell my passion to the judges.
That's a good question.
That is a good question. I also got asked that question, but your answer was definitely better than mine.
Now, who is the girl on the phone?
That is Ashlyn, and actually, when we were at the Feeding Tampa Bay, she was one of the people that you interviewed.
And she has a title. What's her title?
Can you please say your title, too?
Yes. So I am Ashlyn Diaz, the 2020 National American Miss Florida team.
And how old are you?
I am 18 years old.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mary Adeline.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we'll go to the next person.
Next caller. This is National American Miss Hotline, live on the air.
Hi, can you please introduce yourself?
You need to talk to them because they may not know they're even on the air yet.
Okay. Hi, Jazzy, we're on the air right now. Can you please introduce yourself?
Make sure, is she still there? We have to make sure that they're not in speakerphone because a lot of them will go speakerphone. He's going to try it again. And we have another caller as well. Let's see who's there. This is her first Tween Talk show. What are you going to be talking about on the Tween Talk? Different topics throughout the next couple months when you come back?
Yep, I think what we're planning to do is having a different topic for every time. And this week's topic is all about National American Miss and all about the pageant system, but also how I can carry out my other extracurricular activities. Like, not only do I love to do pageants, but I'm also a dancer and I also love to sing, too.
Oh, are you going to sing for us today?
I don't know about that. I wasn't prepared for that.
Well, I can't wait to hear that. Okay, is that caller back on yet, Tommy?
Well, we have Madeline.
Okay, Madeline is on the air. Take it away.
Oh. Hi, Madeline.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Okay, are you ready for some questions to be interviewed?
Yes.
Go ahead.
So, what do you like to do? I know that you're a professional, so can you please explain that?
I like modeling and acting.
Ooh, what's your favorite part about doing modeling?
I just like dressing up and going down the runway and doing the top.
Ooh, that's awesome. And do you have any questions for me?
Can you tell me, like, about your singing and your dancing?
About my singing and dancing, okay. Well, I'm actually a competitive dancer, and if you know me, I love doing hip-hop, and I love going to competitions and really, you know, doing, like, professing or expressing myself on the stage, and that's my favorite part about dancing.
That's interesting.
Yeah, Madeline, she just won the National American Miss for Florida. And if you have any questions about that pageant system, she would be glad to answer them as well.
Is it okay if I add something about Russia?
Wait, make sure you're not on speaker, honey, because we're live on the air. And we're here. Echo a little bit. Are you there?
Hello.
Okay, better.
Okay.
I also have a show, and we would love to have you on our show. It's called Madeline and Mommy Show.
That's awesome. I would love to be on that show one day. That sounds really interesting.
Look, you're on the radio now. You got another radio show. Fabulous. Okay, Madeline, are there questions about National American Miss and her title?
Yeah, what title do you win?
So first, in about August, I won the National American Miss Florida title representing Florida. And then in Thanksgiving week, I got to represent Florida, and I won the national title for the preteen division for National American Miss. And that's what I'm really excited for, because I got to represent that title here on my show today.
That's very interesting.
Thank you.
And where did you go? Where was the Nationals held?
This year it was held in Orlando, Florida, and I was really excited because it's almost the neighbor to Tampa. So that's something I was really excited for, especially welcoming all of my state sister queens into my hometown.
That's amazing. And also, real quick, we have Madeline on the phone, too. I saw you got a bunch of gifts from National American Miss. What happens afterwards? I mean, you got so many gifts that came in. I'm like, is there like a Mrs. division? No,
so,
not yet.
This past weekend, we had our photo shoot for the I Am Pageant Powerhouse, which includes NAM and IJM. And what was one of the greatest parts about that is being able to get all of our sponsor prizes. And NAM loves our sponsors, and I also wanted to give a shout-out to all of them, too.
Oh, go for it. Yes. Do you have their names, the sponsors?
There's actually a lot of them.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So there's a list.
Yeah.
Very cool. Okay, Madeline, thank you so much. Any other questions for Madeline? She has a show. She was on the red carpet. She does a lot of interviews as well. And so any other questions for her, Madeline?
I just want to say congratulations.
Thank you
so much. If you wanted to find us anywhere, you can find us at Madeline Mommy Show, literally on any social media.
Yeah,
and
I would love to check that out.
Our email is madmommyshow2015@gmail.com.
Very cool. And you must be relaxing in that nice relaxing chair that your father gave you guys. I saw it on Facebook.
Yeah.
They got one of those nice massage chairs.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for calling in, Madeline.
Okay,
and you're live on the air. It's yours. Take it away.
Okay. Hi. Can you please introduce yourself? You're on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Make sure you're not on speakerphone. We have to make sure all the callers, you know, that call in are not on speaker. Okay, you're there? You're on the air?
Yes. Hello? Can you hear me?
Hi. Can you please introduce your name?
I am Gabrielle, and I am the 2020 National American Miss Virginia Preteen.
Oh, it's so nice to talk to you again. So this is my friend Gabby, and we met through National American Miss.
And where is she calling from?
She's calling from all the way in Virginia.
Wow. And was she in the same age division as you, or a different age division?
Yep, she is also a preteen, and just like I was representing Florida, she was the one representing Virginia, so that's how we met.
Oh, so cool. So can you tell us stories, both of you? Like, what did you do during your time there in Orlando?
I think
Go ahead. Thank you. I had a wonderful time at Nationals because we were in Florida, and I absolutely love Florida. It's an amazing state. I know that we had a whole bunch of competitions, and I was able to meet a lot of girls from all across the country, and I feel like that was a wonderful experience because it was in COVID, and I haven't been outside for a while, so it's really nice to actually talk to some people my age because I'm an only child.
Oh my gosh, I literally have almost the same story because I'm also an only child, and I was really looking forward to the national pageant because I got to meet so many new friends, especially during COVID. You know, I was in lockdown at my house, but then I finally got to go out and meet lots of new friends.
Yes.
So what is her platform?
Yeah, do you have a platform, Gabby? And if so, please share it.
I do. My platform is called The Confident and Clean Community, and it gets kids involved with an organization called Girls on the Run that teaches girls confidence
because they teach them how to run a 5K race. And I think that's amazing because once you finish that race and cross the finish line, you're like, wow, I ran 3 miles and I never thought I would do that. And the clean side of the Confident and Clean community is cleaning up local watersheds, because it's a super important topic for me, because the watersheds will someday flow out into the oceans and the lakes, and all that trash will just make the oceans more polluted. So to make some of the companies easier job, I want to clean up watersheds so that the ocean can be a little bit less polluted.
That's awesome. And then before you go, do you have any questions for me?
Absolutely. I have one question. Is how has pageantry changed your life?
Ooh, good one.
I can definitely say that pageantry has changed my life, specifically National American Miss. It has not only helped me grow confidence, but has helped me grow in so many skills, like when I'm in the evening gown portion. I got to learn lots of poise and how to smile and be in front of a judges. And in the interview portion, I got to learn how to answer questions all about myself and to learn how to be a public speaker in the personal introduction.
Absolutely, that's amazing.
And I also have a question for you too. What was your favorite part about the national pageant competition wise, like your favorite phase of competition?
Well, I really enjoy the spokesmodel competition because that's where you get to create a 1 minute speech about something that you love, and it's super cool because it's just a competition, but also you're getting your message across to a whole bunch of people, and especially when it's live stream at the national competition. I also think it's amazing because I used to be someone who doesn't really have proper speech, and I didn't know basically how to talk with proper language and how to be able to present myself in a proper manner. And I know that with National American Miss, they taught me how to be more poised and also to have good stage presence and how to have some speaking skills in front of, I don't know, thousands of people. And I think that's amazing because I know that it's changed a lot of life.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's awesome. I can definitely say NAM has helped me grow in lots of poise and confidence too.
I want to know the prizes. What did you guys all win? What did y'all bring home? What are the prizes?
Why don't you answer that question, Gabby?
Oh, well, NAM certainly spoils their queens. And I know for sure that they give National American Miss Queens a lot of opportunities to present themselves, sharing their platform at New York Fashion Week, at NAM Summer Tour, where you get to go all across the country representing yourself. And they also give you a whole bunch of NAM boutique gift cards and sponsor gift cards. And I think that's super fun because I'm able to go shop, especially when it's on a discount.
That's awesome. Thank you for calling. See you soon, Gabby.
Thank you.
That's so cool because you have friends for life, you know, because I've met, when I was in the Mrs. America pageant back in the days, I have friends for life that I still get in touch with. And just being with National American Miss, you have friends all over the United States, in every state.
I think I met Gabby when we were both about 6 years old, and we are still friends to this day.
That's amazing. Do we have another caller, Tommy? We do. Take it away.
Hi, you're on the air.
I'm Clay Johnson.
Hi, Kalei. Can you tell her? This is one of our tweens. You had met her before when we were at Feeding Tampa Bay, and she was helping, you know, feed the Tampa Bay. And you have a question for her about her title. We're live on the
How
air.
How much do you like being a reporter?
I love being a reporter for Don Reese because I got to interview literal celebrities, just like one of Muhammad Ali's past wife, Mama Ali. It was such an honor to interview her because she is very famous, and it was so cool to be able to ask her questions. And even giving her a hug was so amazing.
And you've met other film directors and producers. I mean, and that's the thing is, when I get you on the red carpet, I want you to be in front of these people and then say, how do I get in your movie? And they go, well, send me your photos, right?
Yep. It is truly Hollywood connections. Miss Dawn has all the connections, and I've been able to go to lots of film festivals and to be able to interview so many cool people.
And she does such a fabulous job. Who's ever going to turn her down? Never. So thank you so much for your question. We have another caller. Are you there?
Riley.
Hi, Riley. Yes. How are you?
I'm good, Mariana. How are you?
I'm doing great. So do you have any questions for me?
Yes, I had one question in mind. If you could have done something differently at Nationals, what would it be?
Something that I would have wanted to do different at Nationals is to really let loose and have fun, because sometimes whenever I'm at Nationals, I'm always in a mood where I'm like, okay, it's competition time, let's go, go, go. But sometimes I really wish I would have relaxed more, and of course I met new friends, but I would have wanted to take the time to really get to know them more, even though I have already done that a lot.
Yeah, same. I definitely wish I would have, like, just let myself be, like, more free and, like, just have more fun and think of it as, like, a bigger opportunity rather than a competition.
And then I have a quick question for you. What is your favorite part about National American Miss?
My favorite part would definitely be the runway portion, because ever since I was little, like, even when I would go to the mall and buy a bunch of clothes, I would set them up in front of all of my stuffed animals, and I would do fashion shows, and my mom would be in the background and be like, yes, Riley, yes, that's so cute, and I'd be like, oh, yes, uh-huh, I am so cute. But I actually even got into the top five and got to compete in the NAMI for runway, and it was, like, one of the most exciting things. It was very nerve-wracking. I was super nervous. But once I got on the stage and, like, I just saw everyone and all my sister queens cheering me on, I felt, like, so confident in myself. And I was just like, yes, I got this. I can do this. And I was so proud of myself. I did not slip on that stage because, let me tell you, that stage was very slippery.
Yep, you definitely did an awesome job on that stage. But something that we didn't get to do was you didn't say your title. So can you please say that real quickly?
I'm the National American Miss California preteen.
Yep, she's all the way from California calling
us
today.
Where in California?
Los Angeles.
Okay.
Los Angeles.
I got Hollywood connections up there as well. You never know. You know, as a question, you've been on, do you have a question for a judge? I've been a judge for over 40 years and with National American Miss as well. Do you have a question for me that you'd like to ask me as a judge? Anything that comes to mind?
One thing that I've always wondered is, like, when you're sitting there, do you get nervous to meet the girls? Because I know I get nervous sometimes to meet the judges and talk to them because I don't want to mess up. But I want to know, do you get nervous to meet us?
We actually have fun because we're so seasoned, and we just want to see somebody that shines, their inner light shining, and they can speak well, because we want to make sure that national winner like yourself and both of you are, you know, great speakers. And that's what I look for, and somebody that's not shy, because I've seen the shy ones come back and all of a sudden they conquer. So it's amazing. Yeah. So were the judges, were there any celebrity judges there when you were there? Do you remember
there
any of them?
There were. One of the celebrity judges there was a former Miss Teen USA.
Oh.
And it was such an honor to meet her because she was all over the internet. And, like, just being able to talk to her and say hi was literally such an honor. And actually, after I was crowned, I got to give her a big hug and take a picture with her. And it was so amazing.
That's so much fun. And then they tweet your picture and they're like, oh, my God, this is so much fun.
Yeah.
So we look at the clock. It's about 6:56. We have a few more minutes left. Is any other? Keep going. You're doing fabulous. And how do you like it so far?
It's been so fun. I mean, I can't wait until the next time I get to do this.
I'm excited for you. And this is Tween Talk. We're going to have to come up with some music for you. So maybe if somebody has some music out there that they want to collaborate, or you can talk to my engineer. We'll play your favorite songs. Or at the end, what is your favorite song? We can close with that.
I don't know. I think one of my favorite songs is Miracles Happen, because it's the song that Nam plays every time someone is crowned. And whenever I think of that song, I always think of National American Miss.
Miracles Happen. Do you know who that's by, Tommy? Maybe we can end the show with that. I don't know. Well, he'll try to find out. Well, your mother is a great, amazing lady that has been there everywhere with you, and she gets you to every event. You're so busy. What are your future plans? What do you want to do in the future? You're going to be a doctor, a pediatrician.
Something else that I also wanted to do in the future was get really big with my dance career, because I love to dance, especially with hip hop, but I also love doing other styles like lyrical ballet, and that's something that I would love to do in the future as almost a side job.
Wow, that would be amazing. My mother was a dance teacher. We had 300.
Really?
We used to have ballet bars downstairs in our basement. And that was so much fun because I could go downstairs and do my ballet. And oh, I miss those days. But yep, yeah.
And then during quarantine, we actually did some Zoom classes. And my dad was actually able to help me construct a bar that I got to use during the online classes.
Oh, that's really cool. That is cool. That's me. We have two more minutes. Anything else you want to talk about? Anything, your social media, your mom, or where they can see some of your photos or anything?
You can actually follow me on social media at The Nam Preteen, which is my official account, or you can follow my personal, Mariana Tagato 772.
Wow, amazing. And I know Tommy's on the phone. We have one more call before we go. We're good? And did you find that, Tommy? I know we're putting you on the spot.
Renee is on the phone. Yes,
oh, okay, yes. Do you have a Renee? Is it Renee?
Yes. Hi. I just wanted to say hello.
Hi.
And I wanted to say how you doing? And I wanted to say how proud I am. A few years ago, we were at the Benning and Film Festival with Dawn.
Oh, you were with her last year.
Oh,
yeah. Yes. It wasn't 2019.
Yes.
Do you recall?
Yes.
And I just want to say she's grown up such a beautiful young lady, and I'm so proud of her.
Thank you. Thank you.
And Dawn, you have really taught her what she knows, and you know, I
don't know if you're we have 1 minute, Renee, but what was your question? Do you have a question for her about her title this year? She just won. And make sure make sure you're not on speaker. We got to make sure everybody's not on speaker. They want to do that. Okay.
I'm not on speaker.
And what's your question for her for being a title holder?
There's no question. I just want to say congratulations, and I'm
thank
so proud
you.
Of her. And I do want to say that it was really lovely working with you a couple of years back at the Dunedin Film Festival. And Dawn has done such a great job in helping you and you and your mom. And I just think you're just beautiful. And
thank
I
you.
Wish you all the best in the world because you got the world by the hand.
Thank you for tuning in to say that. That was really touching to me.
And we got to go. We have 30 seconds left. Thank you, Renee. Not even, he's saying. And this is the song?
Yes, this is.
All right, let's close. We'll have Tween Talk next month in February, hopefully on a Saturday. We'll work that out. Right, Lynn?
Yeah.
All right, bye, everybody.
Bye.
It's falling into place.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.